Welcome to another episode of Tori 37. Today's episode, we're going to talk about changes in life. I used to think that my life was very dependent on what I did as a job, as a career, or how successful my marriage was, or, you know, the relationships I have with people. And all this time, it's actually been inside of me as a person. I'm my own success. The things that I've gone through to get to this point, to be confident enough to believe in myself, I feel like it had to happen. In the last month, a lot has changed with me, personally. My anxiety has been really, really, really bad. And that's something that I feel, you know, though I do talk to people about it, it is something that I still, like, keep to myself a lot. And it kind of makes me disassociate with things. And while that's not the best way of going about with, you know, life in general, it's something that happens when you go through tough times in your life. That, my health, the endless migraines that I have, it's a lot for me to take on sometimes. And a lot of the times I've put my own self and my happiness on the back burner because I'm a people pleaser. I'm always worried about what other people think about what I do, what I say, and I've never really looked at how I really felt as a person and, you know, me being happy as a human being. When I write, it helps me so much because I'm able to see what I feel in front of me, whether it be on paper or on a screen. It's who I am. And while that is my passion, it is something that I truly believe, you know, long term is, you know, something that I can turn to as a career, not just, you know, an everyday hobby. It's very therapeutic to me. And while a lot of people may agree with that, that's okay with me. And I can't continue to put my life on hold for others. I want to be happy. I don't feel like Massachusetts itself is something that I want to be part of long term. I have a 5-year plan and I've kind of cut that down to about 2.5. My goal is to eventually leave here. Even though I'm a Massachusetts girl, I don't think that what I want to do in my life is something that is going to grow here. Yes, it's the beginning of what I want to do, but I don't want it to be the ending point of what I'm doing. And even if it does take me longer than 2 years, I know that in the end, that's where I'm going to be. And, you know, warmer weather and different experiences and somewhere I've already been, which is somewhere I feel comfortable, and I know people out there, and there's so much in the world that I want to experience that I haven't been able to because I've been tied to my job, you know, trying to grow something out of what I've created, being tied down to, you know, a specific job. Now, if I did something else, it would be easier for me to be able to apply that to something else in my life. And, you know, it would open up job opportunities for me, which is why, you know, during this whole thing with COVID, I've done the best that I could to, you know, get the experience that I need medically to be able to go into a medically transitional job once this is, you know, calmed down to the point where I can leave the position I have. And even if it's before then, it's something that I know and I believe that I'm capable of doing. I'm good with people, and I've used that to, you know, help myself in ways that I can't really explain. People gravitate towards me, and I gravitate towards people because I believe in serving people. That service is a part of, like, who I am as a person. And even if that means, you know, going well out of my way to do something for somebody just to see them smile, that's something that, you know, I would want somebody to do for me. Working in a hospital, you see so much. Like I've said before, you see the grief in life, you see the birth, you see the in-between of like transitional. You know, either you're leaving the world, you're coming into the world, or you're in that baseline where you're just in the middle. That's kind of how I felt recently. When I was able to like really, you know, my emotions kind of took over and, you know, I've cried myself to sleep several times. And that's not something that I'm afraid of sharing because I know that happens to a lot of people. It's important to be human, but at the same point, you know, you want to share your experiences with others because you don't want them to feel like they're alone. No one is alone in this world. You only feel alone when you put up blockages. And sometimes you have to protect yourself. And that's when that happens. You basically shut off a little bit emotionally. And again, recently I've done that. And it's not always easy. It's hard when you can't express yourself to people because you're afraid of judgment. And even if it's not judgment, you're just afraid. You don't want to share that part of yourself. There's the deep, dark demons that we all face. And some people, not just myself, share that with others or, you know, just internalize. And internalizing, I feel like, has always been a bad thing for me because it builds up to the point where I don't know what to do with those feelings. And I don't really talk about them. Like I said, I write them. And that is the way how I express myself. Granted, in the professional world where there's therapists and there's, you know, clinicians and stuff like that that I could speak to, I feel like, again, it would kind of take away from my credibility as a person. And that's not my goal. My goal is to be a success of myself despite everything that's gone on in my life. And when you carry things that are heavy, like anxiety and depression, throughout your life, and you know, you get to the point where you feel successful and then things just start to, you know, the blocks kind of chip away, the foundation kind of crumbles, then you're right back to square one. For me, having really bad public anxiety attacks was probably a defining moment this year. That's something that, you know, while it's embarrassing, at the same point, it kind of taught me a lot. My coping skills are not always the best, and that's something I need to work on. Secondly, having that happen helped me to really sit there and think about, well, how would you perceive your life to go forward? How would you want for it to go forward? The next day, I was able to sit there on a Zoom call with Dave Hollis, which is one of my like mentors in mental health and positivity and empowerment. He and his ex-wife, Rachel, are two of the people who I idolize in a way of how they write, how they're able to get their message and convey it to people. To hear him tell his story was really important to me. And I thought to myself, you know, if things had been different, if things had played out differently, you wouldn't have this opportunity to sit here and do this. He talked about the stigma of mental health, and, you know, that's something that I am trying to break, whether it be individualized or, you know, through others. And he said, you know, stress looks for darkness to grow. So does misery. And he's right. The dark points in your life are the ones that are the things that echo, reverberate in your ears, right? That's what you hear. That's how you don't grow as a person. It keeps you in that space where you're struggling, you're stuck. I don't want to be that person. I forge forward in my life. I do the best that I can, even when circumstances aren't perfect. My success that, you know, I've had so far is humbling, and at the same time, it's made my life, you know, different. It's not the same as it was, but I'm not famous. I don't ever think I'll be famous. I just want to be known as who I am and what I stand for. After he answered the questions and talked about the things that he did in the interview, you know, one of the people reached out to me, Shannon, and offered me a scholarship to a mastermind. It was 3 months of being with like-minded people, which to me is great because this is something that I need to, you know, bring myself and who I am to the next level. I don't want to play small. I don't want to be small. I want to grow. And with the consistency that I've had with my blog lately, and, you know, having, you know, the fuel and the fire that I had kind of lost along the way because of work, because of other things in my life, it returned to me. It makes it so much easier for me to write creatively, to creatively come up with ideas, to have the content. And while I don't feel I would have been able to do this if things fell into place the way I wanted them to, instead, they fell out of place. And because of that, opportunities which were different have come my way. I'm not going to tie myself down to a specific thing or specific role anymore. I'm going to experience life the way I should, being free, understanding, you know, what my values are as a person, what I am right down to my core. And if that makes me different than what I was, that's okay to me. And for the people that's not okay with, that's fine as well. I don't expect support from everybody and everything in my life. That's something that's always been an issue for me, going way back to when I, you know, worked at my first job. Life and people change, and you either grow or adapt or die. And when you don't adapt, that's when you really feel the struggles of life. I've learned to adapt because I have to. I've learned to go without because I had to. I lost my mother. She was my very best friend. And adapting to life without her has been a gigantic struggle for me. And I think it always will be. I don't think that there'll ever be a person that's going to ever replace her in my heart, in the relationship that we had, no matter who it is. I mean, the closest I have to that is my cousin, Monica. And she always knows what to say to me. And it's as if, you know, my mom kind of is there with her, you know, telling me, you know, Torin, don't give up. Don't give up. There are so many times recently where I wanted to, where I've been so frustrated because things that I wanted to happen didn't. And whether there's a belief that these things do happen from others around me, it's really not true. The things that I desire in life, to be happy, to be healthy, to be happy in my career, to be in an environment which allows me to thrive and doesn't hold me back. Those are things that I'm working on an everyday basis. And I hope to one day get to that point where I'm fully okay, where I'm fully grown into the role that I'm meant to be. I know that that's going to take a long time. That does not ever happen overnight. But you have to put the steps up yourself for the things that you want to do, the things you want to create as a person. if you don't have enough belief in yourself and what you put forth, you're gonna be in that place where, you know, very melancholy type situation. You're either happy or you're sad, or you're somewhere in the polar vortex. As I wrote in one of my latest posts about the perfect storm of emotions, I had said that, you know, rain is something I use as a catalyst, and, you know, an object of how I feel. When it rains outside, it's very stormy. It's sometimes even scary when the rain's like torrential. You don't want to go into that. You want to be on the outside. You want to be on the sunny part of things. But what rain represents to me as a person is washing away the debris of what life is, what you face in life, and how different it can be depending on your circumstances and your goals. When you fail, the debris builds up, obviously. And you don't want that to happen, but you have no control of the circumstances in your life. You don't have full control of anything unless you truly, truly know you are as a person. The debris builds up, gets to the point where you can't really get rid of it. The rain, the hard raindrops, when it hits that sill perfectly, it washes away. It lessens the debris. The debris is no longer going to be a part of your life so much. It's there, but there's less. And sometimes it just can wash away the whole thing if there's a torrential storm. I like to think of it as cleaning the slate. You start anew. It's like a new easel when you start painting. You're creating your own work of art. And you have to obviously put the sketches out first, because without that, the easel stays blank. You don't want to be blank forever. You want to be able to grow. You want to be able to take those 4 steps forward that you need to do to be the person you're meant to be. I know that the way I felt for the last 2 weeks is not how I want to feel in general. Not the person I want to be. I've gotten lost. But when I sat there on that Sunday and I cried my heart out, I knew I was getting somewhere. I finally began to feel like myself again. I've bottled up emotions for so long that I've never really allowed myself to feel. And when I allowed myself to feel the hurt, the rejection, failure, embarrassment, mistakes, Tori came back. And while that's been kind of lonely for me lately, it's okay. I need time to regroup as a person, to be able to really come into my own emotions again, to feel the way that I'm meant to feel, to see things from a different perspective. So long have I had blinders on because I wanted to believe that, you know, things were the way they were. But literally, when you open your eyes to the reality of what they are, it's kind of scary. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the things that, you know, I still kind of carry around and don't really publicly share and won't share for a while. I want to be different. I don't want to just be known as the girl who worked in the cafe, the girl who most people recognize from Subway, the girl who works at the hospital, the person who writes. I want to be known as Tori the individual. And while that's coming back to me, there's still a lot of work that I have to do behind the scenes to make myself complete again. And, you know, my mom used to talk to me a lot about, you know, my self-esteem when I was growing up and, you know, the hard times I would have sometimes. You know, I was always the shortest in my class. I was also the youngest. And she'd say to me, you know, you can do anything you wanted to. You can create the life that you want to have as you get older. And I don't know why when I was younger, I wanted to grow up so fast. Because being a grown-up isn't the ideal thing that I thought it would be. It's hard. It's hard to maintain things that you could have when you were younger. You know, relationships, life, your career. It's very hard. And when people say, oh, I can't adult, I kind of can understand where they're coming from, but let's not use that as an excuse for an everyday thing. You want to be happy. You want to feel fulfilled in life. You want to get up out of bed every day and say, this is a life that, you know, I don't have to wake up from. Not something I had to wish on. Not, you know, checking your zodiac every day and hoping that, you know, there's going to be a sign. That's not real. It is and it isn't. I mean, there is some credibility to some things that are said, but at the same time, you still have to create that yourself. You still have to find that within you. Dreams that I've had, I never really sold anything tangible for towards their side. And, you know, I've always had that idea that, you know, there are other ways of, you know, kind of bringing attention to my dreams, my goals, the things that I want to accomplish in the future. And I saw something when I was at work the other day. And I was like, wait, maybe this is a sign. So when my friend had reached out to me today and she said something to me, and I was like, on all honesty, that's something that I wanted to pursue, but didn't feel that was the right time. And she said, you know, this is the way you would go about it. And, you know, taking me under the wing of knowing exactly what I would need to do to accomplish this. Between that and having the guts to actually speak to somebody about a position that I want, that I would love to have, and being told, yeah, you know, when something like that becomes available, you know, that would be something that they would think of me for, rather than me having to, you know, put my ear to the grindstone and hope for the best, because God knows that, you know, that's like a forever waiting game. And I'm okay with that, because during the meantime, I'm able to be part of that class that I wanted to be part of. I'm able to hone on the skills that I need to become more successful in the role that I wanted to have after this is all over. I wouldn't have these things if I hadn't opened my mouth. I've always been afraid of rejection, and that happens a lot. And it doesn't happen a lot to me, but it happens a lot in general. And the rejection I have had was redirection to get to the point where I need to be. Because if I ever got everything that I wanted in life, I don't think I would understand the things that I needed in life. The things that needed to happen to me. If they didn't happen, I wouldn't be anywhere where I am right now. I wouldn't be speaking to you, because I'm not the type of person who speaks to people. I mean, I'll have conversations with you in person, but I'm an introverted person. I'm very introverted. If I don't feel comfortable with you, I really don't talk to you. I'm the type of person that will shut down emotionally. And you wouldn't think that from the way that I write, the way that I talk. I do that with confidence that I've had to create for myself. because that's who I am. But when you deal with traumas in your life, sometimes instead of going forward, you go backwards, and the things that you felt about yourself don't exist. You have to fight hard to get those back. And I think I've gotten to the point where I'm pretty comfortable with who I am as a person, what I stand for. And while there's still a little bit about me that I would like to change, for the most part, I can consider myself a mini success story. I've come back from the brink many times, and I'm able to share that with others because I want to help. I want you to know that it's okay. It's okay to, you know, be afraid of heights, or, you know, suffer from vertigo, or be cut off from your family to a point. I'm not saying that's completely healthy, but if there's circumstances that are like in the way, I can understand. And, you know, wanting things to align for you in life so that you know where you're going, the direction. Like the arrow that you pulled back, what direction is it going to go in? Depends on how much strength you put behind it, right? Exactly. The amount of strength that you put behind what you do in life, it's either going to ricochet or it's gonna hit the bullseye. And I think that it feels good when it does hit the bullseye and you get to see it. It's like a crowning achievement that, you know, you kind of work towards. And I don't know about you, but instant gratification isn't always the way to go. I mean, sometimes it does feel good, but at the same time, something you really worked hard for to see the finished product, that's also pretty amazing. When I was going through the graphic arts part of what I wanted to do today, to see that in person, to see what it looks like, that is like literally one of the most accomplishing feelings I've had in a really long time. And to be able to use things that I've, pictures that I've taken to put on something and to see it come to life. The vibrant colors and how it just falls. It's awesome. I've never been so proud of myself as a human being. It's like almost like, well, I'm not a parent, but giving birth to something. I gave birth to Tori 37, and that was something that, you know, has incubated for quite a while. But to give birth to another part of that, I mean, I can just sit there and I can smile. I can feel the smile. It kind of finally reaches my eyes again. It's been such a long time that I've felt like smiling like that. It's been a rough year. It's been a rough year and a half, emotionally wise. And for me to feel and to know that there are better days ahead, that the rainstorm that everyone talks about, the rainstorm I refer to, it does not last forever. The sun does come out, and we go on with our lives. Because the emotions that we feel, they're redirected to actions, progress, love, healing yourself. And that's something that I believe is lifelong. And that's something that I'm always going to work towards, no matter how old I am. Because I'm not going to give up on who I truly am and who I truly believe I am becoming. To always feel the awakening, it's very powerful. And I hope that, like the phoenix, you continue to rise to. Now, I'm not the type of person who's like super, super biblical. Like I've said, I believe in, you know, a higher power. I am Buddhist, so I'm a peaceful person. My favorite Bible verse, though, Matthew 21:22. Look it up. Because what that says is what I truly believe about life. Take care.